We're the bosses in the south making money moves. Ton of dreams in the streams, yeah, we never lose. Colombia's finest building from the ground. Flipping stacks to billions, we wear the crown. Bosses of Colombia, we're running the scene. Flipping small town, hustling the big time green. From the heart of the city, we're champions.
Here he. Let's see here. Today's topic on this episode of Bosses of Colombia. What do we need in the metro city?
We need a lot. I think we need a lot. We don't have a lot of activities for kids. We don't have a lot of entertainment as far as adult entertainment, I don't think. I think they have a lot of concerts for younger people, I think. That's one thing. Two things, I think. We did say there is a lot of, well, not a lot of, but more adult lounges and clubs coming up. So, but we do want more choices, you know, because we don't like to party with 25 and below, basically, because we know that's where most of the shit goes down at that point.
I think we need more community.
Community
events. I think we need more community where we're embracing one another and we're not always looking at each other as competition.
Like the love. We got to get that love.
That's what I think we need more of in Colombia. Like, you know, Mo has Mahogany. I see Mo at giving love and support to other establishments. And just because I'm a realtor doesn't mean I can't support another realtor or speak highly of another realtor. When people call me, if there's a client out there who's not happy with their realtor, what I suggest to them, and you're a witness to this, is that you go and have a conversation with your realtor. You don't just jump ship because you're not happy. Have you communicated your dissatisfaction to them? And everyone's not like that. Everybody is like, you know, they're, you know, it's a doggy dog world, you know. Everybody's trying to, stab each other in the back and stuff like that. And so I just think that we need to have a lot more compassion for one another and, again, community. So, and, you know, I know when you all were saying, what do we need more? You're thinking of businesses, but with the community is going to bring about better businesses.
That's true.
I can agree to that. But attractions wise, we do have a new sky ride coming to Colombia.
Is it downtown?
It's going to come from one of those areas. I'm not exactly sure where in downtown, but it's going to end up at the zoo.
So you said sky ride?
Sky ride. I'm going to read up on it for you real quick.
Wow.
While he's pulling that up, have y'all heard about the spinning restaurant that's downtown?
Yeah, it's been there
for years.
I've heard about it.
Oh, look at that.
Did not know that.
Okay, our viewers can't see that. So you want to give them
They can drop
views?
The link.
Yeah,
you can
drop the link.
Yeah, just tell them what the
link big
is.
Shout out to Ken Walker. Ken Walker is one of the top guys when it comes to promoting and stuff like that here. He's very informative.
He's an influencer. And I met Ken Walker many, many moons ago before he was even popping like that.
Mm-hmm.
The nicest guy ever. Like, he is so personable. So when he had his spot over off of Two Notch, I can't even remember the name of it, but he was the one who started the little crab dinners where you do the specialized sauce with the egg, and then all the little crab places popped up. But he was doing this years ago. And people would faithfully go to him. And I guess, you know, over time with all
like
the other
juicy
ones popping
crabs
up.
And all that stuff,
yeah,
up
that
everywhere.
Just kind of like, but he has found his own lane.
He's found his
just
own
doing
lane.
Like, I think he does like a food
NIL,
thing.
NIT deals, and all kind of stuff.
Like, it's just amazing where witnessed him coming from, you know, just in meeting into where he is today. Like, I'm super proud of him.
He's, if you want to know what's going on in Colombia,
he's the man.
He's the man to find, you know, to watch or follow. And the reason I'm saying that, because just like we are, Bosses of Colombia, he's put me on to many things. Y'all do know we got a man-made lagoon coming on Fairfield Road, right?
Wow.
Fairfield Road. and it's going to have, it's going to be his own little resort.
Wow.
And it's going to have 300 houses coming to that area, hotels, and all kind of other stuff. So these are the areas that we need to concentrate on.
On Fairfield.
And, yeah, on Fairfield. And y'all already know, yeah, everything out there is cheap.
That's Fairfield, Monticello, North Main.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're building this out there on Fairfield Road. It's a man-made beach, a lagoon, whatever. Mm. And it's going to have hotels, everything. And they got a meeting next week, Tuesday, about it.
City so, meeting. So
I'm going to attend. I mean,
gentrification. That's well, what it is. That's what it's going to end up on? Being.
That's what I was gentrification. Wondering. Like, I was like, how?
So then,
yeah, that's what it's going to be. So, yeah. You know, and that they're doing that all over the country.
They're doing it all over the country, but for that area right there, and I'm not going to use that for that. We're trying to make Columbia a better place with a better attractions. That land is out there sitting there. And no one is using it, right, or whatever. So, yeah, but it's not just them. We have the opportunity to go in there ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no gentrifying, nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got the opportunity to go in there ourselves and take advantage of the opportunity.
No matter who goes in there, though, it's going to be gentrifying. Yes, it is.
But if you think about how, like, Columbia is very awkwardly laid out. Because if you think about Columbia, right, you have a strip that goes through the middle that is strictly City of Columbia. You got Richland County on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to get money to do those kinds of things with the city than it is to get money for Richland County. So even though it's going to be gentrification, can you really blame the people for, I don't think they're using their power to, you basically like push people out, but it's just a matter of opportunity of this was where the advantage was, because they met, not only do they give the money to develop those areas, they're also with matching and offering money to help like revitalize the
exactly.
area.
Exactly. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean.
Because if you haven't been out in that area in a long time,
mm-hmm. It's dead. It's been dead land, but that nobody's been touching.
And we had the opportunity because mm-hmm. it was a lot black owned out there.
We did.
We had the opportunity to go in there and do that ourselves. And now the city's taking over. And don't get me wrong, we do. They keep saying that we're the minority. We're not.
Not in Columbia.
We're not. We're not. Between Atlanta and Charlotte, Columbia is the number one. But we're number one in entrepreneurship for black people, hands down. I'll get the numbers to y'all later on where I got it from, but I'll let y'all know. I learned that from Ken Walker. Anyway, that place out there is terrible. I mean, when you walk out there, all you see is dead woods. Nobody is taking care of the land out there. You know what I'm saying? You see rusted, tore down buildings and stuff like that. Of course, me. If they're going to build a resort out there, and I ain't got to go all the way to Myrtle Beach or no place, I can stay here. I don't have to go to Charlotte or no place. It's here in Columbia. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to spend my money, I want to spend my money where I live at.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And here again, we also have the opportunity to go to these meetings and learn exactly what's going on. If we feel like it's going to be how y'all say the word?
Gentrification
or whatever. We have the ability to stop that. But if it's going to work out to where everybody's going to get paid, get some money out there, there's land still left out there.
Yeah.
I was talking to the guy the other day, land still left out there that people haven't sold yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we come in at. We got the opportunity to go in there and buy that land and make sure that the people do exactly what they say they're going to do with it and make the people in that area rich. Because one thing, yeah, property tax is going to go up, but the house values are going to go up.
That part.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Up there right now, that Fairfield Road, if y'all ever heard of Williamsburg County is supposed to be the poorest county in the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we think of Fairfield Road.
Yeah. But Fairfield Road is not a county.
No, I'm just getting an example. Right. It's not mm-hmm. a county, mm-hmm. but what I'm getting at is it's a road, it's a section, but it's poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? and we got the opportunity and had the opportunity to change that around. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get caught up in all the hype on doing this and doing that inside the city, outside the city, and we don't see further in the future on what can be going on
right.
10, 20 years from now. You know what I'm saying? The bigger picture is always 10, 20 years from now.
Because everybody just feels like, so a couple years back when I really got into like, you know, doing different businesses, everybody was just like, oh, we got to put something on the Northeast side. Okay, Columbia is a big place. Why are we not thinking beyond putting something on the Northeast side?
I will tell you why, because I live on the Northeast side. Your mother lives on the Northeast side. Liz lives on the Northeast side. We want businesses on the Northeast side, and we will support those businesses on the Northeast side.
Right, but if you oversaturate one area, you can't just expect everybody to just come. It's other people and other. So my mom lives over there, but I live off Broad River.
Mm-hmm.
And Broad River needs to be.
Y'all have a lot more options over there as far as restaurants. I mean, and y'all neighboring Irmo. We're neighboring Blightwood that has absolutely nothing. Blightwood is neighboring Ridgeway that has absolutely nothing. So, like, you all are neighboring Irmo, Lexington, and all that. We need businesses, and we need businesses on the Northeast. We need restaurants. When we want something good to eat, we definitely have to travel. We don't have a great options on the Northeast. We really don't. Like, and I can name a couple of restaurants, but I can't say that I'm a fan of those restaurants.
And so you are right. There should be some, but I don't want everybody's mentality to be Northeast, 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 because let me tell you where we went wrong. So we started building all these houses on the Northeast side.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to expand all these damn roads because you can't haul all the cars going in and out of their homes. Coming from Summit, Lake Carolina. What's this little road here by the little...
But why do you consider that going wrong?
Because you expanded too much, and now it's everything is like compact. And it's too many people in one area.
They've been trying to do these roles since I was stationed at Fort Jackson.
Correct. They're like doing the roles, but I...
Hard scrabble.
Like, I enjoy the Northeast.
But out of those people, who are going to bring what you need there? Everybody can live there. Everybody can be Indians, but you're going to have to be a chief.
Correct.
Somewhere.
Correct. So that's what Yoshi is saying. She has a problem with the fact that everyone is saying...
I don't have a problem with it. What I'm saying is we need to get out the mentality of... If we want to open a business, the only and best place to open a business is on Northeast side, because Columbia is a big area.
Yeah. Correct.
And there are so many, like, I want people to tap in, and I'm going to just tell y'all this. How many of y'all go over to West Columbia?
I'm not going if I don't have to.
But hold on. Why don't you go to West Columbia?
Because I don't want to.
Why?
I don't like to travel. I don't like to drive.
Okay, but...
The traffic is horrible.
So when I open West Columbia, like
West
where the
Columbia.
Like
West
where the,
Columbia then.
Well, right now West Columbia is
it connects to Irmo and
it's
Casey,
more
Casey West Columbia by the airport.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Airport,
like I said, I'm gonna say that that's the poor part of Columbia. You know what I'm saying?
And the reason every part of Columbia is
no,
poor.
No, it's not.
The part of Columbia is not poor.
No, it's not.
And when I say the West,
okay,
West Columbia,
so Forest Acres, we can say Forest Acres
has
okay,
fell under the
is a little bit more expensive, it's, but even there is meshed with the ghetto or whatnot.
But this is where our airport is.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we tapping into putting businesses in or around where our airport is? Why aren't we tapping into putting more businesses and different things further out, going out towards...
I will tell you why.
Right.
Yeah.
I will tell you why. Because the demographics look more like us on the Northeast, so that's why we're concerned about the Northeast. The demographics look more
everywhere.
Like... What you mean?
We're everywhere besides... I know
we're
going
everywhere,
there.
But if you go close to the airport... the demographics start looking a little different over there. Different. Okay, it's let's different. Be honest here. It's so different. That's why we're more concerned about where we live. I mean, we want to take care of ourselves first, right?
No, I want to take care of the community.
Okay. I want to take care of where I live first.
Yeah, I mean, but that's your community. I don't live on that side.
Okay.
I live closer to West Columbia and Harbison and Irmo. So, and it ain't a lot of us over there.
Let's do a comparison, though. Let's do a comparison to Harbison. Let's just do Harbison alone, right. Okay? And compared to Sand Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one has the most businesses?
Harbison.
Period. So that's why we're concerned about the fact we don't have those business, those restaurants and businesses. We don't even have a decent mall in Columbia on the Northeast.
Because when we had one,
we again, didn't you're saying it. What we didn't have, but we're talking about why we feel like we need.
Yeah, but when you need, you got to start what you had first.
When you got it, and we didn't know what to do with it. That makes investors and people feel like, well, that was a bad idea. Yeah. You don't want to do that again.
Exactly.
So it has to be a proven system of where this money is generating, this money is increasing.
And let's be clear. When those businesses started failing, a lot of the people that are here now weren't here to even support those businesses. Like, a lot of people have moved here from Los Angeles, from California. I'm going to just say California as a whole, Chicago, Alabama, New Jersey, New York. So there are a different demographic of people that's moving here.
A lot of people are moving down south.
Correct. Here to South Carolina, and yeah. I'm a realtor. I am a realtor sitting here. And so I do know, because most of the people who are my clients, they are people who are coming from out of town. There are very few people, and especially, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but with the increase in prices on homes or whatnot and interest rates, a lot of locals aren't able to purchase like these people who are coming from out of town. They're coming, they've sold their homes in California, in New York, in Chicago, and they come out with all this cash, and they either are able to put half the money down for the home or buy just straight out or whatnot. So again, people are moving from different places, and Columbia is a melting pot right now. It really is.
And me being military, and you can say this, Liz, it shouldn't be a, I only want to live on this side of town, or I only want to go shopping over here, or I only want to do this over here. Like, Columbia is Columbia, a whole city. So it shouldn't be it's more of this here, it's more of this here. Yeah, but I feel like if you have what people want, they will travel to whatever area of Columbia it's at, and they will patronize it. Because when you're paying your taxes, you're not paying your taxes to Northeast. You're not paying your taxes to Broad River.
Yes, we do. We pay school taxes.
Your area. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, when I'm paying South Carolina state tax or Columbia tax, mm-hmm. it's not designated to one. I live at is going to be designated to my school system. Mm-hmm. But technically, it's going to the overall county. Listen, or if your city.
If you're somebody like me, you don't care how great the restaurant is, you don't want to drive. It's not about where, you know, any of that. The demographics over there in your area are Irma or Lexington. I don't like to drive, so I want restaurants on my side of the city.
Well, let's talk about this then.
Let's talk about what?
What was the downfall of Sand Hill?
I feel like the downfall, I feel like it really, really went down during COVID.
Yeah, because people cannot afford to pay those rents, and those people who own those businesses are so greedy, and they just kept on raising the prices. And you see, even the big companies that were in those places don't even stand there anymore.
That's a part of it.
Reason why those offices or spaces are vacant. Yeah, I've always heard because of the prices.
I went to Northeast Side years ago to rent one of the spots to turn into a nice restaurant lounge. Or whatever, the place still vacant.
So if we're going to keep it 100, also when these businesses open up, the customer service be great in the beginning, but then it's how they treat people that stops them from coming in and supporting their businesses as well. That, so that being that they do know that there aren't that many businesses on Northeast, and yes, we do need more. Yoshi.
Number two thing.
I don't care you said, what you said.
You're right. But unlike Broad River, which we think is a tough area and stuff like that, right?
Thanks.
Sand Hill.
No. Did he say that?
Listen, I'm thinking. I'm telling you things. Because it's not true. Sand Hill don't have a lot of traffic now, neither. Because during that time when it was so popular and it was letting all the kids run freely around there, they were gang banging out there. They were tearing up the area. So now people didn't want to go out there no more. When the people didn't want to go out there more, they lost businesses.
Sure did.
You see what I'm saying? Because you let the kids run around. And these are the same kids that's in family-oriented houses over these one single-family homes that's over
single
there.
Single-family homes. Okay.
Yeah, the single-family homes. When I say single-family homes,
I know what you mean.
I had to think about it for a second.
Yeah, I was about to go there.
I know what you was thinking. That's why I was trying to clear it up.
The wheels were spinning like, what you mean? But okay.
You guys over there on the Northeast side, you just let your kids do whatever you want to do.
Now, you know. Wait, hold up. We're not going to do that.
Who bashing your son? I can never go out to Broad River.
Hold up, ladies and gentlemen, is that she sold me my house over on Broad River.
And when I was selling you that house on Broad River, when I was selling you that.
It wasn't bad then, huh?
No, yeah, it was. Wait, hold up. Let's be honest. When you was purchasing that house on Broad River,
right? It's a beautiful home in a cut, right?
You wouldn't even know.
You would never know. You would never know that it's right.
So over there in the ghetto, all around. But
you.
don't say I just sold you a home. I will never go over there. And I'll be there. Your realtor is Kim. We're talking about her realtor, okay?
Her realtor.
We don't like when y'all say that. It's realtor, okay?
They breaking cars everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's crime everywhere. Crime doesn't have an address.
And my car got broken three or four times.
In my yard.
And a gated community.
In my yard, too.
Oh, Lord.
They've done it three times.
In a gated community.
Yeah, they have.
I never had any crime in my neighborhood.
Oh, my God. It just has not happened over on your end.
We gonna knock on wood.
Yes.
But yeah, so crime has no address.
So this was my idea in regards to what y'all brought up last show. So I used to live in Virginia for like 10 years, and they used to have this spot in Virginia called Peddler's Village.
What part of Virginia?
Hampton, Newport News area. Okay. So it's like a prime example. We have Soda City downtown in Columbia. So Peddler's Village was like an indoor Soda City. I mean, because if it's raining, you can't really participate in Soda City. So I thought about, well, hell, West Columbia has the flea market. We have nothing where it's like an outdoor metropolis where we can explore and meet different business owners and experience their products and different things like that. So why wouldn't we just take a dead area like Sand Hills and turn it into like an outdoor market or an outdoor community gathering where we can shop everybody's business? I just felt like it was a total waste of space. Why not use it? You know,
I wonder, I mean, I'm sure it would be a good, if we can do it like once a month or something like that, but I guess we'll have to find out, like, who you have to call.
You have to go to those cities. You have to go to
the
city.
And money makes the world go around.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
But my whole thing is, you're trying to generate income. So if it's clowns jumping up and down in the parking lot, but it brings business there for you to make the money, why would you oppose that? You see what I'm saying? So to me, you're just looking for a way to bring something that's gonna consistently bring income, and we ain't breaking the law.
But we can get our own lot for that.
You could.
We could get our own lot and do it every, you know, however often we would like to do it.
Mm-hmm. And where would you recommend we get this lot?
On the Northeast.
I say Monticello.
Right? I say that too.
I say the Northeast.
I say one of them.
You already knew. She knew the answer to the question. That's why she asked.
No. No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-mm. And if we gonna be in the Northeast, I say let's go out towards Blythewood, Winnsboro.
Well,
Ridgeway.
Ridgeway has been a hot topic between myself and Mo.
This gonna be the next.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep expensive too. Huh? It's expensive too. I was looking at some stuff out there, and it was.
Well, it's probably starting because they already know. But I've been saying this for years now. Mm-hmm. Ridgeway, and I keep on saying it to everybody. Ridgeway is next.
Yeah, would I that, believe going that. Out towards Charlotte.
Would
and,
that be insane?
Yes, right off of 77.
Mm-hmm. I got a meeting with the mayor Monday. When I meet with him Monday, he's gonna let me know what we can do, what we can't do, what they're looking for. And stuff like that. He's going to show me some land that needs to be developed. Mm-hmm. My plan was to go out there, get some property, start out with the metal building on them as in a little strip mall. And that way you can put all this different stuff in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing that we can do as a whole or whatever, but this is something I was thinking about before I even met y'all guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I got a meeting with him Monday. When I leave the meeting, I will come back and share with you guys on what's going on and stuff like that. But Blythewood is far from being developed.
Oh, yeah.
All the way. Far from being developed. They need a lot of things, and we can be one of the ones again in the area talking about $1 million projects.
Blythewood is far from being developed. However, Blythewood is expensive because it is a sought-after area.
You know? Yeah. So we got to jump on these things now. Everything that we're talking about has already been planned 10, 20 years ago. We're just talking about it now. So we can't sit back and wait for it to get developed in our face and talk about, damn, that was our idea. Wish we had did that.
Or we can't give our ideas to anyone either.
I understand we're in the podcast talking or whatever and stuff like
it'll
that.
It'll get edited out.
They just listening. They ain't like they really going up and do nothing.
Oh, there's some people on this.
But if you get a map of Columbia, and this is what I appreciate so much about when my husband was alive. He used to take me. I'm from New York, so I don't know Columbia, but I do adventure seek. So I like to know what's out here. And he's from here. So these his roots. But he would take me places and tell me, all right, now you gotta get us back home. So I drove out to Blair. I drove out to, and then I saw how Blair intersects back over to Blythewood. I would have never known that before. And never knew how far Fairfield Road went out. Never knew how far Monticello Road went out, but it all kind of intersects together. Mm-hmm. So there's so much land in between this little area that's undeveloped and untapped that we don't know about. And really, it intersects with the area that we're talking about.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. So I appreciate him for, you know, just kind of taking me out there and showing me that. Because I was like, dang.
I have no idea still, honey. Let me tell you, you would be surprised.
If you didn't, you would have never went out there.
Right.
You got to travel.
I would you because there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there for you to go to. So why would you go out there?
Yeah, I have no idea.
So yeah.
So if someone came into town and they had kids and they wanted to take their kids somewhere fun, where would you suggest they go?
The new spot they just opened up on Forest Drive. It's family friendly, and it's called.
I didn't even know that.
Oh man, it just opened
and
up.
See,
it
this is what, why we want to get the information
about
out
2 weeks
too.
Ago, or whatever. It got an indoor go kart.
Oh really?
It has video games.
And where
it has bouncy
is it?
Houses. Forest Drive between Sam's and Walmart.
Oh,
and what's the name of it?
The Flip Zone.
Flip Zone.
Flip
See?
Zone.
Hmm. Okay, you might want to check out Flip
the
Zone.
Old little Where You Been store. It used to be a bin store.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that was back up in there.
They turned that into one large entertainment complex.
So Flip Zone, everyone.
Flip Zone.
Okay, for me.
And it's open 7 days a week.
For me, there's a couple of places. One, it would be the Lake Carolina on the Northeast Farmers Market on Thursday. There are food trucks and face painting and different vendors out there. So that is definitely a family-friendly environment. It's amazing. Another place is Skateland. It's borderline Elgin, Columbia, but it's Richland County, but I believe it's in Elgin. So Skateland. Skateland.
We can probably Skateland. Look at something like
so
that
those are my two recommendations for kids. Liz, you have?
My kids only like Dave and Buster's and the trampoline parks.
But didn't they recently go to Frankie's Fun
Frankie's
Park?
Frankie's is old though. Like Dave and Buster's is newer than Frankie's, but yeah, Frankie's is still out there.
Okay.
They still hang out there.
Yoshi?
Don't ask me about no kids. Lodino light churn.
That explains why you didn't show up to the Easter egg hunt.
No, that's not. I was getting my hair done. Really? Oh, this is what we doing? No, I don't know about children's gathering spots because I don't have little people anymore. I don't. So that's just it. Now I had every intention, but this was Easter weekend, so I'm waiting in line to get my hair done. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Liz, were you at the Easter egg?
I was.
Good.
Mo.
Your hair was
most
done
definitely.
What's my hair done? Or I don't even know.
You would have showed up.
We're not gonna put any energy in that.
Okay, so we have
So where do old me old ladies go to have a good time in Columbia?
Not to Easter egg hunt.
They're right. They stay home in their house and mind their business because their hair don't be done and they tagged. Now, so I know what Mo is gonna say.
What's that? Well,
they go to Mahogany's.
No, I really wasn't. I was actually sitting here thinking, right? And I don't know where the old ladies go at, man.
So I'm a older 50, mid-50s. I have, you know, my money looking right. I want to go somewhere nice, put on my good clothes, have some drinks, have something good to eat, meet some people.
I will say right now, and I'm just going to say this just because before I went there the other day, I wouldn't have been able to tell you anything because remember when we were doing our boss's lunch, I put it out there. You know, what upscale, black-owned restaurant for us to have our lunch, right? The boss's lunch. And everybody came up with Epicurean, right? There was not any other options, right? Until... When I say I liked Epicurean, we went to Champagne. Champagne, you know, I think their menu is upscale. The environment is upscale. The location is downtown. I would say you can go there. Hopefully, they keep it the way that it is. And they bring in that downtown crowd with the business suits and ties or whatnot. I would like to see that for them.
No.
So I would like to see that for them. Yeah. So well, it would be Champagne.
We have to patronize it and bring other people there and show them. But they do have places around Columbia that, like we said, are hidden gems that people actually go to.
Have you all ever been to, and I've never been there, but I hear people talking about it. And I would like to go there, you know, as a group eventually. But the Cigar Lounge in Blightwood.
Yeah, I talk to those guys all the
time.
Yeah,
I hear good things about that cigar lounge in Blackwood. I've never been there.
I never heard of it.
Really?
I can't do the cigar smoke. It's too much for my... Yeah, I got a sensitivity.
They got it actually ventilated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so. I don't know. Just the couple I've been in, I was just like,
oh, whoa. Lord, I can tell you. I went to one and I ran about it there.
And that's a part of being a good business person and knowing your business. Don't open no shit like that, and you know your ventilation bad in there.
My bathroom stink.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand a terrible bathroom. Y'all got to do better.
You can smell it all the way down the hallway. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't want to bash anybody's businesses, mm-hmm. but when you think of those businesses, when people know those businesses.
Well, the problem is,
I think a bathroom can make or break a business.
It can.
A bathroom can make or break a business.
So, Mo, you need to keep you a little old lady on staff.
Oh, yeah. Mo, let me tell you, Mo has OCD.
I'm going to do it. You ain't got to worry about
Mo has OCD, honey. As girl, somebody drop a napkin or leave a napkin on the table.
All over the place.
Girl, like, he everywhere. Don't play. And everybody picks it up. My sister was there one time. She said, girl, Mo got OCD. I said, bury myself.
Mo, don't. I used to do the same thing.
For nobody.
They be like, we still drinking that. Oh, okay, because it was just sitting there. That's me too. I can't stand to see nothing on the floor. Then, yeah.
He does not. That's sit crazy. Down, ever. Yeah.
All right. Well, this
you can't have a small kid around because baby, Cash be running me low. I just let him tear up until it's time for him to go. Like, just do whatever you want. Anything.
Children know when they have an OCD parent. I grew up with an OCD mama. Trust me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's different.
Mine no better.
Next episode is when? 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
And I guess we got some things that we can bring to the people.
Okay, so as a vote, do we believe that the Northeast deserve more businesses?
As a whole, do we think that Columbia in general needs more businesses so it can be more attractive?
Well, yes, of course.
That's what I was saying.
As a whole, do we believe that the Harbison area deserve more businesses than the Northeast?
I didn't say anything about Harbison.
Yeah, she didn't say anything about Harbison.
I didn't say anything about Harbison.
Can we still vote?
No, hell no.
Yeah.
The show over.
Yeah, no, the show is not over because the Harbison is right a hop, skip, and a jump from you.
I didn't say that about Harbison.
But it's a hop, skip, and a jump from you. Like, everything.
Why she want to have a gay war with me all the time?
Why you have to
say better than mine? I'm just not understanding.
She is from Los Angeles.
No, I'm from New Orleans, raised in Los Angeles.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's our time for today.